Author and radio personality Brand Hansen has written a new book, and it's called The Truth About Us. Let's get into it. Good morning, Brand.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
Well, under the surface, this book deals with self-righteousness, something that dwells beneath our surfaces as people. Can you describe what self-righteousness is?
Well, it's finding ourselves to be the standard, and we all do it, and we all think we're good people. If you interview people, let me just go around the area, just go around the greater Toronto area or Bay Area, wherever you are, like just ask people, are you a good person? Like, almost everybody will say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm really good. And then the shocking thing to me is that Jesus says, no, you're not. And it's not a guilt trip. I think the guilt trip is a lot of the stuff that we employ to try to convince ourselves that we're good people. Like, there's a lot of stuff we'll do, a lot of justifying and rationalizing and to try to make sure that we can still believe we're a good person. The wonderful thing is that Jesus ultimately frees us and allows us to say, you know what, I'm not a good person, but this is a much more free and humble way to live.
It makes me think, for example, if you're thinking of moving to a certain neighborhood and you ask somebody who lived there, they'd say, well, you know, there's good people here. But it goes a lot deeper than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it must. Because Jesus doesn't do that. He doesn't let us do that. Because the weird thing about self-righteousness is it's the thing that can actually separate us from God without us even knowing it. Like, if I'm a quote-unquote bad person and I kill people, for instance, and just selfishly, at least I know I did it.
Right.
But the reason Jesus keeps warning us about it is like, you guys can convince yourself of anything. So you can pat yourself on the back for being a good, I'm a good citizen, I'm a good person. Well, okay, but what are your real motives? What's going on really in your heart? And are you doing that just because it helps your own life and this is actually your way of making yourself feel good about yourself? So all of that, this doesn't sound like a fun thing to talk about this, but it really is true. And I think the book helps explain how we humans trick ourselves all the time. And it's actually kind of amusing because we're constantly telling ourselves stories, no matter what, to make what we just did be the right thing. No matter what we did, we'll justify it. And there are people in prison. They've interviewed them about the same thing. Like, people who are being convicted of crimes, they're in prison. Are you a good person? Same ratio of people. Yeah, we're good people here. So there's something about Jesus smashing through this image we have of ourselves that's really good, because then we can be more correctable. And we can be more quick to apologize, and we don't have to keep defending our rightness all the time about how right and good I am about everything. We don't have to do that anymore. It's exhausting.
Do you think the influence of social media is huge when it comes to self-righteousness?
Yeah, I think so, because we all feel like we have our own platform, so suddenly we're all like the hypocrites in the square. We're all actors. And what's amusing, sort of, and sad as well, but it's like, just to see that people usually associate hypocrisy or being a Pharisee with religion or being Christian, but I think the less Christian our culture gets, I think we're seeing it gets more self-righteous. Like, people outdo everybody on everything. You might be a vegetarian, but you're not a very good one. Somebody will call you out on it if you're not a good enough one, and then somebody will call that person out for not being a good enough vegan.
Right.
And that person will get called out for not really being, like, there's this endless number of rules and hierarchies of, this is what makes me good. So we're constantly trying to prove that we're a good person. And you see it played out all the time on social media, this desire we have to conceive of ourselves as good at all costs.
Well, in the book, you talk about how being in community really helps combat that self-righteousness. What is the difference between that and an online community?
Oh, man, I think people need to see how I behave around other people. Like, if I'm actually in community with people, they see how I treat my wife. They see how I treat my kids. They see my actual attitudes with my coworkers, when I'm frustrated, when I'm down. Online, there's none of that.
Right.
But there's all of these situations that I could be corrected if I'm open, that people see it in my real life. Go, hey, you know, the way you treated your wife is really rude. You talk down to her, or you're very dismissive. I've had that correction, honestly, and I've had to receive it. But it's been from people who've seen me, and I've had to change my heart and get better. But online, no one's ever able to see that. That's why the online thing is not real. It's not really community in the best sense.
The book is called The Truth About Us, and it's by author and radio personality Brand Hansen. Thanks, Brand.
Thank you. Appreciate it.